Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Josh Palacios. Batting second. The first baseman, Miguel Vargas. Batting third. The center fielder, Luis Robert. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Tice. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Andrew Vaughn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brooks Baldwin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joshua Rojas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lenin Sosa. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jacob Amaya. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jonathan Cannon. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Michael Garcia. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Witt. Batting third. The designated hitter, Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Biggio. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Michael Massey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Drew Waters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Mayle. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Kyle Isbell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Michael Wacha. And now, play ball. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Palacios strikes out swinging. 1 out. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vargas hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vargas is out. 2 outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Robert hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Robert is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Witt hits a ground ball towards third. Rojas throws to second to get Garcia. Witt is on first. 1 out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pasquantino hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Witt moves to third. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perez hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tice hits a pop-up towards third. Garcia makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Vaughn is out. 2 outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baldwin hits a ball towards the mound. Wacha can't make the play in time. Baldwin gets a base hit. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Baldwin moves to third. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sosa hits a line drive towards right. Biggio is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Biggio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Biggio hits a fly ball towards left. Baldwin makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Amaya makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Waters hits a ground ball towards first. Vargas fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jacob Amaya is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Amaya hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Amaya is out. One out. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Palacios is 0 for 1 in the game. Palacios hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Palacios is out. Two outs. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas is 0 for 1 in the game. Vargas hits a line drive deep towards center. Ispel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luke Mail is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mail hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Mail is out. One out. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ispel hits a ground ball towards first. Vargas fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Garcia is safe at second with a double. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up beyond second. Sosa gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robert is 0 for 1 in the game. Robert hits a line drive towards short. Witt makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Tice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tice is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Tice is on with a walk. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out swinging. Two outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baldwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pasquantino strikes out swinging. One out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggio hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Biggio moves to third. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Waters is 0 for 1 in the game. Waters hits a ground ball towards the mound. Cannon throws to first, and Waters is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball towards left. Waters makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jacob Amaya is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Amaya is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaya hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Ispel is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luke Mail is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mail is 0-for-1 in the game. Mail hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ispel is 0-for-1 in the game. Ispel hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Cannon covering, and Ispel is out. Mail moves to second. One out. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. Two outs. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Mail scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pasquantino hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Salvador Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards third. Rojas throws to second to get Pasquantino. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Palacios is 0-for-2 in the game. Palacios softly hits a ground ball towards first. Perez fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas is 0-for-2 in the game. Vargas hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Vargas is safe at second with a double. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robert is 0-for-2 in the game. Robert hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Robert is out. Vargas moves to third. Two outs. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tice hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Wacha covering, and Tice is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Biggio is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Biggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Tice makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Waters is 0-for-2 in the game. Waters hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Luke Mail is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Waters, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Luke Mail is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mail is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mail hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mail is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Ispel is there to make the catch. One out. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baldwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rojas is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Caleb Freeman replaces Jonathan Cannon as pitcher. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ispel is 0 for 2 in the game. Ispel hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia bunts down the first baseline. Vargas scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Ispel moves to second. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Witt strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tyler Gilbert replaces Caleb Freeman as pitcher. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquantino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pasquantino hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lucas Ursig replaces Michael Wacha as pitcher. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Mattin pinch hits for Jacob Amaya batting 9th. Nick Mattin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mattin strikes out swinging. Two outs. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palacios is 0 for 3 in the game. Palacios strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chase Meadrath replaces Nick Mattin playing shortstop batting 9th. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball towards left. Baldwin makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kenha pinch hits for Kevin Biggio batting 5th. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kenha hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Massey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Massey strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Estevez replaces Lucas Ursig as pitcher. Hunter Renfroe replaces Mark Kenha as right fielder batting 5th. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vargas hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Vargas is safe at second with a double. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robert is 0 for 3 in the game. Robert hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Vargas scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tice is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Tice hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Robert moves to second. Michael Taylor pinch runs for Matt Tice batting fourth. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baldwin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Baldwin hits a ground ball towards short. Witt throws to second to get Taylor. Robert moves to third. Baldwin is on first. 2 outs. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rojas is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.